Welcome to the Partnership Path in Real Life podcast, where you'll discover how partner management theories drive real-world success. Learn from the experiences of your peers, gain practical advice to overcome challenges, and acquire the skills to become a top-performing channel professional. Join our community by subscribing now and elevate your partner management career.
Gary, it is awesome to have you on the podcast. I got to tell you that you're one of the people that I've wanted to have on as a guest since we started this, 30, 40 episodes ago. And so I'm finally glad that you're able to join us. And I can't wait to get your thoughts on this topic today. But before we do that, I want to give you an opportunity to kind of introduce yourself to our listening audience. Tell us a little bit about what you do, where you work, and how long you've been working with partners.
Thank you, John. It's really great to see you again. I've so much enjoyed and had so much value from our business association over the years. So my pleasure to be thank here you. Today and do this. So thank you for the intro. I'm Gary. I'm based in the UK. I live close to Heathrow, the west of London. The reality is I am a veteran of enterprise software in Europe. Most of my career was at Oracle, 15 years, doing just many different roles, a real broad spectrum of new business, system integration business, technology, hardware, back into alliances, channel. It was great to have the opportunity to really try many things and then, fundamentally decide on where my skills were best suited. So I had 15 years at Oracle. I had 5 years at Infor, which is obviously where we met, John. Yep. And for the last 5 years, I've been working at IFS in the UK, running their channel business. And that's becoming an ever-increasing substantial contribution to the number. It's up to about 40%. Yeah. Yeah. Which is a dramatic growth, and our partners, we all say, but in our case, it's true, the clue's in the name, we're partners. They are just critical to what we do.
It's one of the things I've always loved about you, Gary. Every time I've ever talked to you, how much you appreciate the partners themselves and the efforts that they bring to the table. It's one of the things that I think makes you so good at what you do, is that you really care about your partners and their business. And so just absolutely love that about you. All right. Well, listen, we wanted to talk today about pipeline reviews, doing pipeline reviews with our partners. And I know you listened to the episode that Tony and I just did. Let's just start there. Tell me, when you listen to that episode and you think about what you do, kind of what resonated for you, what challenged you, what made you go, that's not how it really works. Just give me your reaction to that episode.
I think for me, the key immediate point that came out is, in reality, what starts off as a pipeline review quickly becomes a short-term deal analysis of what's happening this quarter now.
Yeah,
and it becomes very tactical and very much into right now. How do we achieve the number, the objective that we have? And so, all the time, John, what I'm trying to do is to elevate that sort of pitch, if you like, and say, listen, what we need to look at is what we're seeking to achieve. And, the business is this, and this is where we're at. So I'm looking for a bit more strategy regarding what is the trend in that pipeline? What's the health of it? What cadence do we need to put around that to turn those plans and that pipeline into opportunities? But ultimately, I'm trying to ultimately get a bigger picture and get them expanding and thinking bigger than they were, because it's so easy to just dive straight into that deal, So that historically has been my way of looking at it. All the time, really, just applying some sense to and bring reality to what the pipeline is. So I'm very keen, John, to share something I've done many times and I've seen it work so well.
Oh, love it.
Whenever I take over a new partner, I always do the same thing. I say, listen, why don't we do something really crazy? It's radical, it's different. Why don't we actually have cancel this meeting, push it back for 1 week. And over the next week, you have the opportunity, without justifying it or giving me any explanation, to clean up your pipeline. If it's dead, kill it. don't let's just have an amnesty for 1 week. But what should happen then is when we come back in a week's time, we're talking about a true reflection of our business, the pipeline. But let's just, you know, there's so much legacy in there, and you've pushed it and pushed it and pushed it back quarter after quarter, year after year in some cases. Let's have a clear out. Let's come back, regroup with a clean, a place where we know we're in a good place.
I love that. How do your partners respond to that?
They love it.
Yeah.
They love it. Everybody's anxious and concerned about the trend in their pipeline coming down.
Right.
And you know what? And I understand it, because we're all the metrics are in place to measure that. And we're looking for the up arrow all the time. Right. So, you know, I think you can probably just do it once, just on that one occasion. Let's just be totally pragmatic.
Yeah.
And clear up and start again.
Kind of a get out of jail free card, right? Yeah, like, hey, I'm not going to judge you for this. I'm not going to worry about what it was last week compared to this week. We're just going to start fresh, and I'm going to give you a chance to clean it up.
Yeah. And of course, once you've given somebody that opportunity, John, it's totally acceptable. It's acceptable, isn't it, in behavior to hold people responsible and accountable for what is their own work. But, you know, so I've had some instances where a partner's pipeline has dropped by 40%, and everybody's anxious and concerned. And the reality is, what we're working on then and focused on is the stuff that's got legs and is going to make a difference to achieving at the end of the year or even the 3-year plan, you know, what the business is seeking to achieve. So, you know, I do try, and maybe it's an age thing, to be open about just be, we might as well just start if we mean to go on. Yeah. You know, the clue's in the name, we're partners, we're building a relationship, we're building a business. But, you know, we're not chasing shadows, because that's for crazy people.
Right.
So we're going to really just bring it straight back, strip it all back. This is where we're really at. We just build on that and accelerate on that pipeline development.
It's a really interesting approach, Gary, because it's not only frees the partner of whatever baggage their previous channel management, partner management stuff had, right? But it kind of gives them, like, what an immediate trust building. We talk a lot in this podcast about building trust, right? And we've talked about a lot of different ways to do it. And that's what just jumps out at me, is that you start the relationship by essentially extending trust and saying, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you this get out of free jail card to kind of reset pipeline. Let's start new and fresh and make sure that everything we've got is real. Because it makes me wonder, I wonder how often, as partner managers, channel managers, how much time we spend, you know, kind of pretending between us and the partner. Definitely. Because we don't do what you just said.
Yeah. And you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, I guess we could give it a label of hygiene, you know, the hygiene of the pipeline, or, you know, there's the measures about, you know, the weighting of the pipeline. But, you know, for me, let's check the pulse. Let's just check the pulse. And seriously, let's focus on what's going to make a difference. You know, I've had many times, John, you know, a sales director or a partner say, we've walked into a meeting room the week after we've had that initial call, and he's saying, you're going to be well unimpressed with me in a moment. You're going to be really, I'm going to really wipe the smile off your face.
Yeah.
And, you know, it doesn't work, because it's absolutely fine. Yeah. We may as well get ugly early. We are where we are. And together, we just build it and move it forward.
Well, I wonder too, so, you know, for
I'm probably
me,
unshockable on that point, John.
I'm pretty I love unshockable, that, though. I mean,
you know,
well,
it's terrible. And
I wonder, for me anyway, asking partners to do that, I'm trying to put myself into that position. And I'm thinking, I would also be more impressed the further, the more pipeline they got rid of, right? Like that they really took me at my word. Like that would almost bring a smile to my face if they came in with 40 or 50 or even 60% less, because it means they really took it seriously that, hey, we're going to start with a clean sheet. Like, you know.
Yeah. And you know, John, it's ironic because I was asked by a French colleague it's a couple of months ago now, to get involved with a French partner that I actually think you know them, to be open with you.
Yeah.
From our info time together.
Okay.
And this French partner, it had all come undone. It was all a bit of a mess, and it got clouded, and it just wasn't great. And so what transpired is, how crazy is this, is I use the expression, in some cases the pipeline has dropped almost overnight by 40%.
Yeah.
Well, in the case of the French partner, it went up by about 30 or 40%, because they said they were so anxious about my predecessor and his style, they lowballed everything.
They had lowballed, yeah.
So actually, it was brilliant. It worked out. And I said, look, we just don't need, it's wherever it is. The number is the number.
Yeah.
You know, managing that and, you know, managing up regarding that, just play it totally straight. Let's just be totally transparent. This is the number. There might be 5% either side of it in reality. But so, you know, it's a funny old game, but I find it as a good place to start.
Yeah.
And, you know, it works. It's historically worked well.
Here's, you know, Gary, and I've said this to you probably 100 times in the time that we've known each other. I love having conversations with you, because every time you and I talk, you've taken something that we have talked about in the past and improved it 100-fold. And I absolutely love it, because I get to take it then and go teach it to other people. So thank you. Because I love this
very
idea.
Welcome, John. Yeah, very welcome. If I had, as we say in the UK, if I had a pound, a dollar, every time I've been in a position over the last 5 years where I thought, right, okay, I see what we're going to do here. And I've literally pulled off the shelf something that I've learned from that, you know, the investment that Infor made in you and your business, your company.
Yeah.
It's been a godsend.
I love that. All right. Well, look, this one little nugget that you've given us is worth gold. I absolutely love that. Are there other things that you would recommend? We just got a couple of minutes left on this episode, but you know, anything else that you would give as advice to people around pipeline?
It is. And for me, John, we all know the importance of cadence. We all know the importance of managing all the criteria about effectively, you know, measuring and managing pipeline. But what I all say to every partner I deal with is, listen, when it changes, what's that mean?
Yeah,
it's gone up, it's gone down. Just let's keep short accounts with each other. Let's not save it all up to a week on Wednesday, and we have this laborious ploughing through of all this data, and we then trying to establish useful information from all that stuff. Let's keep short accounts with each other. So if you've had a great meeting, and as a result of that, the FDA has said, you are the vendor of choice, we're going to be moving forward with you shortly, just let me know how the land lies.
Yeah.
And, you know, short accounts, critical.
Yeah. Yeah. So really just paying attention to pipeline on a really regular cadence, right? Like really, and if I'm hearing you right, you're saying don't wait for the next quote unquote pipeline meeting, right?
Exactly.
If the pipeline shifts, let's update me as soon as you can, and I'll do the same with you.
Yeah. And it doesn't need to be even an email. It could be a WhatsApp with a thumbs up or a thumbs down, but just let me know how the land lies, because that's important.
Yeah. Love that. All right, Gary. Well, listen, thank you so much for coming on the Partnership Path in Real Life.
John.
It is always a pleasure. I'm already predicting that we're going to have you come back soon. In fact, I'm going to ask you right now if you'd be willing to come back and talk to us after our next episode on forecasting, because I know that you've got some really good stuff there. So I'm hoping you'll be willing to come back on a future episode. Yeah?
My pleasure, John.
Excellent. Thanks a lot, Gary.
Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today. Remember, the real world tests theories and creates leaders. Don't stop here. Subscribe, learn, and grow with us to make every experience count. Until our next real life story.